Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Hello, welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 26 September 2022, and you are in for a treat tonight. We're going to be our guest in a few minutes. His name is Pastor Joe Schimmel. I'll tell you who he is in a few minutes, and we'll let him discuss some issues. Then, as always, we'll open up for your, of course, phone call next half hour, as we always do. Before getting the broadcast, though, I want to have a prayer request for a gentleman named Quinn. Just remember the name Quinn. Lord knows who he is and his problems. So your prayer warriors, just take the name of Quinn to prayer tonight, please, if you don't mind. And we're offering a book that we have in here now. And I hope you'll pay attention with the title and hope you'll take it seriously when I tell you about it. It's entitled, Why I Am a Sabbath-Keeping Christian. It's a good book. It's not a huge book. It's a good book. It's only about, I think, maybe, I'm looking right now, make sure I'm not lying to you. Somewhere in the area of maybe 60 pages, answers a lot of questions as to why I do keep Sabbath. And you'll find out. Now, we'd ask a donation, $7.50 for it, folks. $7.50 will be delivered to your door. If you want to know the reasons why, you have friends ask questions, here's the answers. Why I keep the Sabbath $7.50 apiece. You can call tomorrow and order them if you like at 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448. Of course, a filter sale with Jane McCannon will be going on through the end of October now. 10% off the filters. And some of y'all, a bunch of y'all last week ordered several of them. And I'm glad you did. Water filter is a necessity, folks. And these filters will filter water right out of a mud hole. And that's a fact. I'm serious. And they're on sale. You buy a 10-pack or 4-pack, you can call and get prices if you like it. And it's 10% off, like I said. Again, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And we have, as of right now, five 2X and four small. And we don't want to just get rid of them. I mean, just toss them. They're good-looking T-shirts. And we're gonna, if you'll pay postage, $5, we'll send them to you. We have five 2X and 4 small left. We're getting ready to change. We're going to do another T-shirt in the very near future. I know, folks, this one come out during the COVID crap and pandemic, and I still wear mine because it still makes a point. It makes a point. I don't walk around wearing a mask because I'm walking in fear. I'm not walking in fear. I serve Christ. I'm not scared of a bug. My God's bigger than a bug. If that's my time dying, one die. If it's not, I won't. I don't walk in that kind of fear. Satan don't get me in that kind of snare. Anyway, got five of the 2X and four small left. Donation, whatever, $5, $6, pay postage. How's that for a good deal? Now, tonight our guest, Pastor Joe Schimmel. I don't want to wait any longer to bring this guy up because Pastor Joe is a filmmaker and of course, a pastor. And he talks about spiritual beliefs that have inspired him to make a new film. It's entitled Marvel and DC's War on God. Marvel Comics, remember them? DC, all the superheroes that we all kind of grew up liking, you know, with Superman and Spider-Man and all those. Well, Pastor Shimmer also, Pastor also did a movie back around 2004 entitled They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. I think you, if you haven't saw that, you should. But he heads up a ministry called Good Fight Ministries. It's been providing biblical content and critically acclaimed documentaries for a long time, folks, ever since 1987. He knows what he's talking about. The man is taking a stand, trying to expose what's happening, folks, in satanic, and I mean satanic worship that's come through so-called media, comic books, TVs, rock and roll, everything else you can think of. But we're going to discuss a little bit tonight the Marvel characters like Doctor Strange and on from there, and how this has been bringing in bit by bit for many years. I didn't know, folks. I didn't know. I really didn't know. But a little bit of time, Satan been poisoning the minds, all of us, every one of us, but especially young children. The children started out feeding on Marvel comic books many years ago, and even Walt Disney's filthy films like Anastasia and all those folks, scenes that you wouldn't believe. If you watch it, you'll see it. These things are something that no one knew. I didn't know. And by the time we figured out, they got our minds of poison. Now we're having young people who don't know whether they're boys or girls. That's where we are in America today. And Pastor Joe, are you there?
Yes, I am, sir. Praise the Lord, brother.
It's good to have you, and I guess you can tell I'm a little bit fired up because
I get angry.
I get angry. You and I are adults. If we're dumb enough to fall for it, too bad. But our children are naive, and they trust us, and they trust people. And next thing you know, they're so deceived to go to schools, brother, where they don't even know whether they're boys or girls, and they take drugs to change their sexes. They'll be taught how to use condoms in third grade. I mean, and they're showing pornographic material in schools in third grade. And this makes me angry, made me very angry. And not only that, we've already slaughtered about 75 million babies in the womb over the last 40-some years. And it isn't over yet, folks, isn't it? It isn't over by any means yet. Now, Pastor Joe, before getting into the program tonight, tell the folks about who Pastor Joe Shimmel is and what he does.
Yeah, I became a Christian a while back, around 1981. Before I became a Christian, I was heavily involved in esoteric practices, like the power of the subconscious mind, and opened myself up to occult forces. Of course, at that time, I denied Christ. I was a teenager. I thought Christianity was just, you know, a myth. I thought this, the version of the devil that I was taught from, I think, probably Flip Wilson back then, was, you know, an entity in spandex with a pitchfork and a pointy tail. I thought, well, Christianity's a joke. I came against Christianity. I began to open myself up to these forces. I started programming my subconscious mind through reading books like Psycho-Cybernetics and The Power of the Subconscious Mind. And as a result of that, unbeknownst to me, what would happen, I started going to altered states of consciousness, trance states, states of paralysis where I couldn't move. There'd be like this humming sound going through my head. I thought, wow, I broke on through, you know, to the other side, you know, this other dimension. I thought I was opening myself to the subconscious mind, of course, at the time. And I was just pretty much of a materialist. I thought there was something beyond me. You might say I was like an agnostic slash potential atheist. And as a result of that, I began to channel songs, channel lyrics, and write lyrics. Like my first song was called My Family or My Soul. And I was, and it was about basically selling my family's souls to Satan for power and music. And just a few lyrics was where I could hear my mother or my mother screaming, and my sister's dreaming, and my father dying, and my brother crying. And at first I was troubled. It starts out by saying I was falling forever deeper into the hole. Couldn't be freed. The devil was grasping my soul. I could hear my mother screaming, sister screaming, father dying, brother crying. At first I was troubled with the devil for the reason. Then the choice had dawned. It'd be my soul or that my family's to be treasoned. I couldn't win to be a devil or a demon. Then the song ends where I hit the final bottom, and there I lie to say goodbye. And so I went, or maybe so, and so I left with my soul and began to rock and roll. That's where my lead guitar came in. And the song was basically about selling out my family for music. And of course, if somebody said, how could you write a song like that? How could you sell your family? I'd say, what? That's a joke. I don't believe in the devil. It just shows you how much I love music. And it's just, you know, I'd never do that, but I just love music. I didn't realize I was being played like a flute. What happened was I wrote many, many, many songs like that, and with very strong occult meanings. And I was becoming initiated into an Eastern mystical worldview, a New Age worldview, without even knowing what it was. And I became basically a hippie or a New Ager in my understanding, until I was covers getting pulled down, turning sideways in my bed. These forces began to reveal their darker side. I became very, very demonic. And I cried out to the Lord, to make a long story short. And when I cried out to the Lord on two different occasions in the midst of these experiences, within the course of a week or two, I got delivered both times immediately. Second time, I realized this isn't a coincidence. I got on my knees and said, Lord God, have mercy on me. You know, you're real, and Satan is real, evil is real, and all my songs were anti-Christ. So I knew exactly who the answer was. So I found a Bible laying around my house, began to read it, began to weep as I went through the Gospel of John and saw what Jesus did for me and understood, you know, the gospel for the first time, embraced Christ as my Lord and Savior. And the rest is history. I began leading my family, all seven of us follow Christ. My dad just died in his early 90s a couple years ago, but every one of them came to Christ, and my all three sisters, mom, brother, we all serve him. They've all served in the fellowship I pastored ever since. I became a fellowship in 1990. Some of them moved to Idaho. They started a live stream fellowship, which just became another Blessed Oak Chapel just in the last few months. It's a live stream for a while, and we've got some live stream fellowships as well. So what Satan meant for evil, God turned for good, and now Amen. We trample underfoot the works of the devil in the name of Christ.
So you really were into the occult, more or less?
Yeah, I didn't believe or understand it to be the occult at first, and then I'd literally, brother, I'd wake up 2 or 3 in the morning and with loud blasted music. First time it happened, I was like, I've got to turn my stereo off, or what's going on? My parents are going to freak out. And I realized it was a dream. And it was music that was even beyond the stuff I was playing. I'll give you one more example that I think will probably turn the lights on for some people. One of my songs was about just society. I was mowing the lawn. I wanted to go play football with my friends at the park. And, you know, 16, 17, when I was writing these songs. And all of a sudden, Tiki Tom, the Indian boy, strolled through my consciousness. I'm like, oh, I got a song. I can feel it. I went in 10 minutes or so, maybe 15, I write a song that's way beyond my vocabulary, as was normal at the time, was way beyond my understanding. And Tiki Tom, the Indian boy, stabs to stay afloat in society's leaky boat. Well, you don't stab to stay afloat in a boat that's leaking, but it shows you how he was living a backwards life. He didn't know the answer. So he stabs to stay afloat in society's leaky boat. And then the next stanza pictures a storm coming upon Tiki Tom in the boat. Water's going to be dropping on him. It's going to get worse. And the lines are this: cumbersome timber town, lived and done, winter's wound. Do you know the skies will weep tonight? And I had to look up those words, a couple of those words. I didn't know what a timber town was. I'm from Southern California. Cumbersome, okay, means unfit. Okay, it's going to storm. Tiki Tom is going to sink. And then it gives a question. Is it all worth life on earth to be a fly, a flower, a president without power, a bum in the park, a priest in the dark, a scalp without hair, a town with no fair? And it gives a scenario. Now, keep in mind, I'm just writing automatically. I don't even know what I'm writing. And then the next lines give the answer. Is it worth life on earth? And the answers are this. Born into a world of problems and pleasures of all shapes and sizes. Reaching your mind, you'll find all kinds of surprises. Color and sound are all around. Our greatest senses remain to be found. In other words, go within, and that's the answer. Well, you know, brother, that the answer is not within. The Bible says the heart's deceitful above all things, desperately wicked, who can know it? But was giving a false gospel. Then the song ends with pushing reincarnation. Tiki Tom, now a fly, because he's being reincarnated into a fly. Tiki Tom, now a fly in a dark room, struggles to stay afloat in a rippling glass of rum, waiting to be downed by a priest or a bum. Not even knowing the priest and the bum and the fly are all earlier in the song, and one of the stanzas I quoted. Now they're all three in this dark room, the bum and the priest together. And Tiki Tom's got to go down again because he needs to learn to go within to realize his own divinity so he can get off this wheel of reincarnation, which is all New Age Hinduism. It's all a lie. So when I came to Christ, I realized, wow, the Bible doesn't teach reincarnation. It teaches resurrection. It teaches one true God. It teaches there's Amen. Good and evil. It doesn't teach that we're going to become gods. It teaches that Satan wanted to be like the Most High God, deceived Eve by telling her she would become God, and the Antichrist will declare himself God to the temple of God, show himself that he is God. And I was pushing all these lies, and praise God for his mercy, because I understood what Christ did for me on the cross. I was like, man, will he save? I didn't understand he died for all, and he wants to save all, because I didn't know the gospel. So I'm reading, whoever comes to me, I won't cast away by Jesus. I'm reading Paul saying, God saved me, because he was trying to tear up the church and destroy it. He said, God saved me, the chief of sinners, to show others that they too would be saved if they would come to him. So I thought, thank you, God, for your mercy.
Amen. Now, how old were you then?
I went through this whole period is age 16 and 17. Became a Christian just as I was 18.
You were sinking deeper into Satan's kingdom, weren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was having my covers pulled down. I was starting to realize, okay, wait, I thought I'm in touch with this subconscious mind. How come I'm having these mystical experiences or these spiritual experiences that are dark? I'm being haunted too, you know? And then one of my experiences, I mean, it was like just some tormenting type experiences. In the midst of one of my experiences that wasn't really a tormenting experience, but it kind of freaked me out, I started to roll off my bed. And as clear as I'm talking to you, I hear just not a spooky voice, just, hold on, hold on. And I was like, nope. I kept rolling, looked my face in the mirror, crying, man, long hair back in those days, you know, was a Hester rocker, you know. I'm like, leave me alone. I realized it was a touch with spirits. But I realized they were evil because my lyrics were so evil, but I didn't believe in it. I didn't believe in the devil and stuff. I'm like, wait a minute. What I'm in touch with is no wonder things are going so crazy. So I began to realize these powers were real. So what happened? I hit my knees. I cried out to the Lord. I gave myself to him, surrendered to his grace, and began to read scriptures like Ephesians 5:11, you know, have no fellowship with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. So I realized, okay, I've got all my friends, all my family. None of these guys know Christ like I didn't. And they're all being led through the popular music, the popular movies, the world system. The Bible says that Satan is the prince of the power of the air that guides the course of this world as he works through the children of disobedience. Ephesians chapter 2, that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. And spiritual wickedness in high places. And Revelation says the spirits of demons go forth to the kings of the earth to bring them together against God. How about the final historical battle of Armageddon? I realized, wow, there's a spiritual war here for the heart, for the family, for the soul. And I began to look at the popular music that I was into and the very popular music that everybody was into. I started to look at the top band. I started looking at, like, for instance, Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin is the second biggest band of all time after the Beatles. And I started to realize, wow, I was heavily into Zeppelin. I tore all my wallpaper down, Pastor Bob, because it was all Zeppelin posters except one Jimi Hendrix poster. So I started looking into Zeppelin. I thought, wow, Jimmy Page, the leader of Led Zeppelin, he says the big names aren't made today, you know, how you make it famous. Big names aren't made today through Ready, Steady, Go, but through practicing the magic of Aleister Crowley. I thought, well, who is Aleister Crowley?
Find out
he bought Bolestein, which is the mansion that Crowley was in over Loch Ness that Page said had been a church that was burned to the ground. And he bought that. He couldn't find a big enough occult bookstore, the leader of Zeppelin, so he opens up Equinox of the Gods, the Equinox, named after Crowley's magazine, Equinox of the God. I started looking at these periodicals or stuff from what Crowley was teaching. It shows him take a violin bow, going to the four, but he takes a wand, I'm sorry, goes to the four points of the compass, you know, like, but in reverse, you know. He goes, he spins to the left, and then he goes, puts his wand down, then goes to the next one. Well, guess what? I'm like, that's right out of what Jimmy Page was doing. Jimmy Page would do that in concert with Led Zeppelin. All of a sudden, he'd take a violin bow out, play his guitar, and they'll ba-dun, and he'd point to the, you know, one point of the compass.
Wow.
Da-dun, he'd point to the next point all the way around.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Pastor Joe. You're married now, right? You're married and have a family?
Yeah, married, three kids, homeschooled them, and now a bunch of grandkids.
grandkids. All right, good for you. I have six grandkids and great grandsons, so I understand that. Makes you feel pretty good. But anyway,
God, I have six as well, counting the one in my youngest daughter's tummy right now, which is definitely a child already.
And we're blessed. But you know, your background then has qualified you to speak what you're talking about tonight on the Aleister Crowley multiverse Satanism and influencing Marvel comics and all these things. You know firsthand, then from experience, what's going on inside these so-called comic books, right?
Yeah, I've studied it for, you know, in fact, I wasn't a comic aficionado, but I brought my kids. It was, you know, really hard when you bring kids up and they see all the other kids going to movies and everything else, and we're quite protective parents.
Oh, yes,
But, you know, when some of these movies came out, it was like, well, you know what, I remember Spider-Man when I was a kid. That would seem pretty innocent, you know, and they made a movie about it. And it would seem, so I took my, you know, kids to Spider-Man. They were young. And then, of course, I had a heads up right away. It was like, wow, first Marvel movie. You know, I take them to first Marvel movie, actually. I take them, and all of a sudden, you know, Aunt May, Green Goblin comes in. It's this epic Hollywood scene where he's like, she's praying our Father who art in heaven, Lord's Prayer. And he comes in and he's like, and she's terrified because she's on her knees. And he's like, finish it. And she's like, lead us not into temptation. Finish it. He's deliver us from evil. But instead of the prayer being answered, deliver us from evil, the Green Goblin puts her in the hospital, practically dead. And the moral of the story there is, guess what? God didn't come through. But guess what? Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man does come through in the end. And the answer isn't in Christ. The answer is in Spider-Man and the superheroes. I began to see that theme.
I've got to say this. It took me years later to find out. But Superman was a humanistic idol. Yeah, he was an idol. He's humanistic.
Yeah. No,
the answer
right.
wasn't in God. The answer in Superman. I know people are going to get upset about that, but I can't help it. I didn't know these things for years. I'm not throwing stones. I didn't know it myself. But the answer is in Superman. Or maybe Donald Trump. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's kind of interesting. I go through, we've got two videos out now. We put one out about 4 or 5 months ago. Another one just came out a month and a half or so ago. And it's Marvel and DC's War on God. And the first one is called Antichrist Agenda. The second one is called Marvel and DC's War on God, subtitle being, you know, Doctor Strange, Aleister Crowley, and the Multiverse of Satanism. A couple Doctor Strange movies have come out recently. And what I found out and how I ended up exposing this is as I saw these things got worse and worse. My kids, of course, grew older. I stopped watching them years ago. But I'd still see the trailers come on, you know, when you're, sure. you know, waiting. And the trailer with the biggest movies ever made by Marvel, you're talking about, this is where it gets crazy, bro, is the Marvel Cinematic Universe is basically Iron Man. It becomes the center of that universe. He's not the center of Marvel Comics, but of the cinematic universe he is. And it's played by Robert Downey Jr., who becomes the biggest, you know, just a Hollywood star over the last 10, 15 years, because this becomes the biggest genre of music, or I'm sorry, movies all time. In fact, in the top 10 movies of all-time grossing money, Marvel is number one. According to the Chicago Tribune, not only is Marvel number one, but Spider-Man, which is Marvel, but it's owned by Sony, is also in the top 10. Batman, which is DC, is in the top 10. I'm sorry, these three are all in the top 10. And X-Men, which is also Marvel, but not owned by Marvel in the cinematic universe, or not owned by Marvel, is also in the top 10. So four of the top 10 are superhero movies. So this shows you it's taking the world by storm, influencing potentially billions of people. So when I see Iron Man, and you see, then you see, basically, you're talking about the Avengers movie, and you're talking about Infinity Wars and Endgame, two of the biggest movies they've ever put out by far. And I'm seeing the main devil, who's a threat from outer space, is Thanos, and he's the most powerful being in the universe at the time, identified in the comics at different times as God or believing he's God. He's coming, and all the world has to unite to fight him and destroy him. The spiritual powers, the gods, the Bible says the gods of nations are demons, and the humans all unite, those with human powers, and they unite to fight this threat. When the threat comes, he identifies himself, and he says, I am. Then there's a pregnant pause, and he'll say something like, inevitable, And over and over again throughout the movies, he identifies himself as the I am. Well, Pastor, you know who identifies himself as the great I am?
Of course.
I am that I am. And Jesus, before Abraham was, I am. And I started looking, wait a minute, man. I saw that. I thought, I threw my hands up. I cried out to God. I said, Lord, if the same thing is happening here that we exposed in music through our video, they sold their souls for rock and roll, where we show that we show not only Zeppelin, of course, but we show, and with the videos we've made since that are on YouTube, whether it's, John Lennon, the biggest band of all time, the Beatles, saying the whole philosophy of the Beatles was do what thou wilt, quoting Satanist mm-hmm. Aleister Crowley, Aleister Crowley on the top left, one guy over on the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album. They got help from Kenneth Anger, who's the co-founder of the Church of Satan with Anton LaVey, to put that album together. And then we show all the way from the 50s, 60s, 70s, until even present time as we continue to do videos, where right now to this day, I mean, you have guys like Jay-Z, who is the biggest, most successful rapper of all time, walking around with a hoodie that says, do what thou wilt. So I saw all that Satanism coming through some of the most popular music. In fact, I show so many bands talking about demonic experiences and channeling and top bands over and over again. There's one band I probably left out that was so huge that people would say to me, you know, a friend of mine that was a believer, he goes, "Hey, my favorite band was Aerosmith when I was young, and I wonder you didn't care, you know, you didn't cover Aerosmith." I said, "Yeah, I really didn't look into him as much as I looked into the other bands, but I'd point out that Steven Tyler, which most people know his name, who are involved in pop culture because of, you know, the you know, American Idol type of TV shows he's been on."
Right,
and I
right.
go, "You know, he wears a skull. He wears a skull ring all these years, which is used for necromancy." And I gave a couple examples. But guess what? I found out just a few years ago his memoirs or his biography came out. And in his biography, he talks about, he said, "You know, we weren't doing so good as a band, you know." And he was kind of like not giving up, but he said he started practicing Satanist Aleister Crowley's sex magic. And he said before Aerosmith became the big band Aerosmith, he said he practiced his sex magic, and then he would cry out, or, you know, they pray to Satan, basically. But he says when he prayed, he said the rest is history. Then that band was born. I'm like, there it is over and over again. So this was the challenge to me, Pastor. I was like, you know what? Lord, if the same thing's happening in this, and with, you know, people have to realize these superheroes are being written by people that don't have a Christian worldview, that aren't about promoting the gospel, that it can't, they fall in love with these pictures and some of these stories, they don't realize that so often they're being duped. And so what I did is I cried out to God, and I went to bed later that night. I woke up, and it was burning on my heart. I've got to investigate this, you know? And I hate to say it, man, but it was, I mean, you know, we're talking about this project became so big that it was over 10 hours long of information. It'd be long as they sold their souls for rock and roll. The deal we did on music was 10 hours long. Our shorter version, our Reader Digest version, ended up being 3 hours long. So we've broken this in pieces instead of putting it at 10 hours. So we got two done. One's like 2 hours and I think 40 minutes. The other one's just under 2 hours, the second one we did. But this is what I found. I started looking at the top writers, and I had to become conversant and understand what these guys were about. I was basically studying the occult history, and I didn't realize, as news to a lot of people, and we go through this in our videos, that there was, you know, there were congressional hearings regarding comic books way back, you know, when you were young in the 50s, right?
Yes.
People were burning their comics. And then then Marvel and DC and others got together. Many comic book, manufacturers went out of business, companies went out of business because there was so much smut. But they said, "Hey, you know what? Before you guys get more involved and police us, we're going to create the comic book code. So therefore, we'll police ourselves," which they did up until the early 2000s. Then both Marvel and DC no longer are policing themselves. They got rid of the comic code, but they were breaking it left and right and changing it because they're the ones that were writing it through the years. But believe it or not, the comic code said you weren't supposed to glorify the occult. You weren't supposed to glorify killing. The bad guy was never supposed to be made to look good. You weren't supposed to show us anything sexual, so forth.
Hang on to the break, Joe. Hang on to the break, please. Hang on to the break,
sure.
Folks. A lot more to talk about and phone calls next half hour. 844-769-2944. Who out there besides me didn't want to be Superman and get involved in those superhero things? Watch how it does it. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button. 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code Butch, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph's Kitchen, promo code Butch, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. Josephkitchen.com, promo code Butch.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, or furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Your sword and shield. And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back in and talk to Pastor Joe Schimmel. The man is a pastor, as you already know, obviously. He's also head of a ministry that's making videos. great videos that you should watch. If you've never seen the one made 12 years ago, no, 18 years ago, they've told this whole rock and roll folks you need to see it. But Pastor Joe is a filmmaker. He's out exposing all manner of evil and satanic issues involved in about everything in our country, folks, about everything in our country, especially the movie stars and rock stars are full of satanic symbols and issues. I mean, it's right in your face, but the sad part of it is people don't know what it is because they've not been educated. Folks, the Bible tells in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And go ahead and finish up your issues you were talking about before the break. Then I want to get in a couple more topics. Go ahead.
Yeah, before the break we were talking about, I started looking at the writers, and I went to Comic Book Review, and they vote every 4 years, the top writers, top 100. And the top writers, I went through the top 10. We've got a new video coming out by before the year ends of the top 10 writers. We're looking at number one is, and he's, believe it or not, he's in the top 100 of literary English writers of all time by Time Magazine. He made their top 100, believe it or not. He's called by some the Shakespeare of graphic novels, and his name is Alan Moore, and he's a top dog. So I'm looking at him. I'm like, wow, guess what? He looks like Charles Manson. He wears a ring full of snakes, you know, because he worships Glycon, a Gnostic god. He says he practices Satanist Aleister Crowley's magic. He says he's got in touch with the demon of cinema. Says he is a Joseph Goebbels, the propaganda ministry under Hitler of art. And guess what? He has he's the most celebrated writer in the comic world, working for, you know, Marvel and DC through all these years. He brags about how his wife, how she's hangs out with Zena LaVey, the daughter of Satanist Anton LaVey, who started the Church of Satan.
Oh, my.
A couple more things. He wrote a series called a series of comics called Lost Girls for 17 years, and he uses Alice from Alice in Wonderland. He uses Wendy for Peter Pan. And he uses Dorothy from Wizard of Oz. He casts them as these very young girls, as young as 14, and they're having sex with grown men. When he's pressed on this by Hard Talk from BBC in an interview, saying people are saying this is child pornography, and he says, yeah, it is pornography. It is child pornography. He said, but you know what? These girls are not real, so that's how he gets away with it. This is the perverse people. It gives you an idea of what the kind of people that are writing popular comics over, not just today. We're going back into the, you know, 80s, 90s, and so forth. Go to the next guy, Grant Morrison, number two on the list of the top 100 by Comic Book Review, the most renowned comic site for and so forth, voted by fans. Number two, Grant Morrison practices the magic of Satanist Aleister Crowley. He's at a disinfo conference with his friend Metzger, and all these kids treat him like he's the Beatles just because he's a celebrated writer. And behind him, there's a big picture of Satanist Aleister Crowley with 666 under it. He says to the kids, how do you think I made it? You guys need to buy Aleister Crowley's books, practice his magic, got in touch with demons. Same thing. Metzger, who started the disinfo conference, he says, yeah, Grant Morrison talked about his friend. He says he shoots these bullets, these candy-coated bullets in the kids' heads. And when the parents don't see what's going on, and when they bullet into his head, the kids get nice and blanked up. So that's the top two guys. Number three, that's voted the last 4 years, would be, you know, the very face of Marvel itself. And when you're talking about, when we're talking about, I'll give you one more example since you introduced me with our new movie on Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Satanism. Doctor Strange was introduced by Marvel as Dr. Droom at first. Then he became Dr. Druid, then he became Dr. Strange. Each one has basically the same origin story. Okay, Stan Lee, who's number three on that list, he said, we wanted to bring the sorcerer back, Dr. Strange. Well, Dr. Strange was Dr. not Doom, but Droom, as in broom, but Droom. Somebody could just type in Aleister Crowley, bald, and look at his famous bald picture, then they could just type in Dr. Droom and hit Google Images, and they'll see that Dr. Droom is made in the very image of Satanist Aleister Crowley, the black Satanist, or the black magician, black magic. So they both from England, wow. They both go to the Himalayas, they both synthesize magic, they both use the eye in the triangle, they both practice the magic in the Sanctum Sanctorum, and I would show all these other parallels, which we don't have time to get into, to show, look, and I even show a member of Crowley's Ordo Templi Orientis, Stephen Enkelhart, he built a lot of the story of Doctor Strange throughout the 70s, and he revamped DC more than anybody else in the 70s and 80s, and did most of the characters for Marvel in the 70s. Stephen Engelhart became a member of Crowley's OTO, Ordo Templi Orientis. He got together with McMurdy, which was a leader of Crowley's OTO, was a disciple of Satanist Aleister Crowley. He learned the magic and brought it into Doctor Strange's comic strips, and we play in one of our videos, we play an interview where he's been interviewed by another Crowley, and the Crowley says to him, hey, he starts off his program by, do what thou wilt, shall be the whole law. Then he starts talking to Steve Englehart. He starts rejoicing how he brought the occult into the mainstream through Doctor Strange. Well, now it's in the cinema, and Doctor Strange is using black magic and witchcraft. Give you one more thing before we go into whatever direction you want to go in after this. It's crazy because Stephen Englehart has Doctor Strange fighting a guy by the name of Sisseneg. And Sisseneg becomes the most powerful being in the Marvel Universe, but he's evil. And Sisseneg gets his power by going through time and going back in time and gathering sorcery, gathering power from other magicians, like he goes into King Arthur's time, gets power from him. Keeps going back in time. Now, keep in mind, this is being written by a guy who's following Satanist Aleister Crowley and writing these things into the script, and as you're going to see, Pastor, it's just full-blown Gnosticism. Everything's turned backwards, everything's inverted, which is what Gnosticism and Satanism is. He goes all the way back and to the very beginning of creation, and he creates the entire universe over again, and then you have Adam and Eve under an apple, and it's the God of the universe that created everything. He says, no longer call me Sisseneg, call me Genesis, but he's evil. And Genesis, by the way, is Sisseneg spelled backwards, and Crowley taught his followers to learn to write backwards. He goes to Sodom and Gomorrah. Sisseneg is going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because they're so evil, and Lot and his wife are leaving. It shows them leaving with their kids, and Lot tells his wife, don't look back. And Doctor Strange, who's Aleister Crowley, really, he's the good guy, says, don't destroy them. They're really good in their hearts, you know. So what's being done is the whole Marvel Universe is based on God being evil and creating the universe, but he's evil. This is ancient Gnosticism, which is modern Satanism. And the hero of the story there, who can't really stop him, is Doctor Strange, which is Aleister Crowley. And as Alan Moore, the top writer that I mentioned out of the top 100, he liked Crowley's book, Diary of a Drug Fiend. He said, because he makes the Satanists the good guys. Well, I've said a lot in a short space of time, but people need to check out our videos, Marvel's. They could just Google Marvel and DC's War on God or go to goodfight.org and check these things out, because their kids need to be aware of this. They could get groups to watch the videos together and say, hey, let's pray and check this out, because it'll get people fired up, because it shows you that just what the Bible says would be happening at the end of days is happening, and that ultimately Satan is defeated, but he uses deception, and that ultimately the ultimate superstar is the Lord Jesus Christ, because not only is he real, in fact, our entire calendar, B.C. and A.D., is based on the reality of his existence. But he's coming back again, and every knee's going to bow, and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Amen. Lord. But in the Amen. Meantime, we need to snatch the children out of the fire, and we need to make sure our hearts are snatched out of the fire as well, and that we Amen. Focus on Christ and not glorify these wicked superheroes.
And folks, our line's open, 844-769-2944. I know you're engrossed in the conversation, so am I. We're not even done yet. You know, the Bible tells us, mine's going blank, I'll get this back in order here, that Satan comes, he doesn't come with horns and pitchforks. He comes to tempt us many ways. And entertainment has always been a big tool of Satan, we know that. It's always been something he's used. And maybe at one time it started out being something pure and something good. But it's over a period of time, it's morphed into what it is today, pure evil. And everything man creates, sooner or later, he turns to evil. I don't care what it is. Even the TV or radio or nuclear fission could be used for good if it were to be so. But they won't do it. Man to turn to evil. That's just man's nature, because it's evil himself. But now, something I grew up on all my life growing up as a young boy, I remember when we got a TV, I was about 10 years old, I think, got a TV set. Was all black and white and had tubes in it and took a while for it to warm up and all that. But one thing we went into was Walt Disney. Man, he brought us, you know, I'm trying to think of the Spin and Marty movies. And he brought out, you know, cartoon Daffy Duck and Donald Duck and all, I mean, Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse and Pluto and Who didn't love Pluto, for goodness sake, and Goofy? I mean, we all grew up with that stuff. We thought, man, this is good stuff. It's something children can watch and enjoy themselves. How deceived were we? And by the way, folks, get your phone calls a minute. Just hang in there. 844-769-2944. How deceived were we? Before I answer that, I'll say this. Anastasia, one of the first cartoons that Disney made, I remember Mickey Mouse in it. And folks, if you'll slow the video down, we did this at our church meeting. We show this at our church meeting, folks. No, we cover the gambit at our Bible studies. Y'all know that. We cover it all. We cover current events, cover Bible studies and all issues. We showed you the Fantasia movie of witches and goblins going through the screen. It gets done at such speed, only subconscious would catch it. But it's, and Peter Rabbit, vulgar scene of Peter Rabbit and the rabbit with the heroine sitting down with their legs spread and everything being shown. Folks, that's all on the stuff we showed our children. And I grew up thinking this was pure and white as a dream of snow. Go ahead, brother, make some comments.
Yeah, just, I grew up with Walt Disney as well. Not that much younger than you. And thinking it was, wholesome and so forth. Didn't know really what wholesome was. But when I started to research Disney, because as a young father, I didn't want my children, glorifying the occult. How many people in your audience that are Christians would say it's okay to take your kid to watch a movie that glorifies sexual perversion, homosexuality, bestiality, and these kinds of things? They'd say, of course not. That's wicked. Well, on the same list of those who will not enter the kingdom of God, pharmakeia, sorcery, Galatians 5, 19, 20, and 21, or those that go to the lake of fire, Revelation 21, 8, the same list of those that are sexually perverse are those who practice sorcery. So all of a sudden, why is it good to promote movies that are also called that promote sorcery, which is an abomination to God as well? It's not, because that's trafficking in demonism is what sorcery is, and forces of darkness, which are anti-God. So I protected my children full stop from Disney growing up. And then they wanted answers. They're getting older, and I'd researched Disney, and I found out, wow, not only was he a member of the Masonic group, the Demolé, which is sponsored by the Masons, and also, Masons run it. It's a youth group, 19 to 21. He joined when he was 19. At 21, he was no longer a member. But then he joined the AMORC. In fact, somebody could type in if they want. They can Google AMORC, or the Ancient Mystical Order of the Rosy Cross, which is an occult order. And the first charter of the AMORC here in the United States, when they first started, was chartered by Satanist Aleister Crowley for them. They used his charter, and they used his Laban, his symbolism, and brought a lot of that into their deal. But their whole existence, the purpose for them to exist, is to make the occult acceptable and more popular. And what did Disney do more than anybody else? He made the occult friendly. You said something very interesting. Satan, comes as an angel of light. He doesn't appear with horns. And Irenaeus, the early church father, he said that Satan doesn't appear in his naked deformity, And we know that. And he comes like. But what's fascinating about this is, if you look at what's going on, and he pushed the envelope, he did as much as he could to popularize it, but he was considered, he's a godly man. Well, there's no record that he was following Christ, that he preached the gospel, that he shared that Jesus died and rose again. He talks about, religion's important, but that's what Masonry teaches.
Oh, yes.
He teaches, they teach the same thing, but if you go to the Masonic Lodge here in the United States, there'll be a Bible, but if you go in Masonic Lodge in an Islamic country, they use the Quran, or that you go to Hinduism, they'll use the Bhagavad
Gita. It's universal. Universal.
Yeah, it's universalism, right? It's a lie. But it's interesting. Just recently, just think in the last year, Pastor, we've got a bird's eye view into what's going on with Disney now and how ugly it's gotten. There was a Zoom call that was played, a few months back with Disney executives, producers, animators, talking about how they were so upset that there was a law in Florida being passed that you really couldn't shove homosexuality, or you couldn't shove transgenderism down the throats of 5, 6, 7-year-olds. And the Disney people were all upset about that, becoming very political. And they're a Disney executive producer, a leading TV animator, I should say, LaToya Ravino. She talks about how her, and this is a Zoom meeting, and then when you spell it here, you see her boasting that about her not all secret gay agenda. And she says that nobody's, no one would stop me. She's putting queerness, she said, everywhere, and no one was trying to stop me. Well, fast forward to a new Disney sitcom that's come out called Little Demon, And it's put out by FX, which is owned by Disney. By the way, Marvel is owned by Disney. FX is owned by Disney. And Little Demon, you have a woman named Laura, who is a Wiccan witch. She has sex with Satan. Their offspring happens to be the Antichrist, which is a young girl that's 13 years old. And the TV show is about this 13-year-old girl who's the Antichrist. But guess what? She's a nice, even though she's Antichrist, she's nice and you want to root for her. Well, when young people see this, and believe me, tons of young people will be watching this because she's the center of the deal. Oh, well, it's kind of more for adults, yeah. But you know what? It's really for kids and adults.
It draws the children in.
It draws the kids in.
Right? I'm going to cut you off. We got to get
your point. Sure.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to – I'll make these last couple statements about it. Is she's actually – the Wiccan, the mother, is sacrificing animals. I mean, she has a goat she sacrifices. Satan, who's made it to this cool guy, says, you know, let's go slaughter some children. And this is, I mean, so wicked, but this is a crazy thing. They're being interviewed, kind of like what happened when the hair was let down with regard to, you know, the animator talking about homosexuality and so forth. Well, now they're talking about Satanism. And they're being interviewed, and I captured this, so if they take it off of the interview down from YouTube, I've got it because I've got the evidence. And They're asking the woman that plays the mother, while playing this role, you know, it must have been pretty complex playing this role, because playing the role of the mother, the Antichrist, and, you know, and so forth. And she forgets the question. She can't even remember the question because she's so excited to say something else. She says, "I love that we are normalizing paganism." Well, the paganism they're normalizing is pure Satanism. They even use the Church of Satan insignia. And this is what they're rejoicing in. Look, the parents need to look at what is being pumped out in the hearts and minds of their children. I say this, and I know you're a dad and a grandpa as well. Man, we need to watch the children. Aleister Crowley, the Satanist, said, "Let me seduce the young boys of England." He said the family is public enemy number one. He said marriage institution is an abomination, you know. He was a perverse, wicked Satanist who was seeking to establish the age of Antichrist. Well, guess what? We've proven, whether it's the most popular movies today, Marvel movies, Marvel, or popular music, that Satanist Aleister Crowley is basically the unsung hero under the radar, but now they're just publicly promoting Satanism.
I'll give you
one last example, bro, that I think is really powerful. The biggest actor of the last 10, 15 years, Robert Downey Jr., he plays Iron Man, and he says, and we expose this in our first video, we do a reenactment of this, too. He says, yeah, he wanted to get the part of Iron Man. And he'd be considered kind of a loser as an actor. He's been in and out of jail and prison, got canned on Saturday Night Live after just a year. He said that he tried out for the part. He said, "I practiced the different, the different parts in three different ways each to give him different deliveries." And he said, "I practiced the most intense ceremonial magic I ever practiced in my life." He was practicing magic. He said he got a sunstone wand. They got pictures of Iron Man for the comics, put him up. And he said, "If Aleister Crowley had a little brother, I was the blank." Well, what's he doing? He's practicing what's called sigil magic. Grant Morrison, the number two writer that I mentioned already. Now, we're getting a lot of stuff in an hour, bro. The number two writer, Grant Morrison.
Phone calls on, too. We're down to five minutes. I'll just say this.
Okay, so he said he wrote a he's the one encouraging the kids to buy Crowley's books to get them into magic and stuff and Crowley's sorcery. He basically talks about, hey, if you want to contact the entity Flash, or I'm sorry, the entity Hermes, the ancient god Hermes, which the Bible says the gods and nations are demons. If you want to contact him, put pictures of Flash out, because Flash, the comic character, is made in the image of Hermes. He says, play A Ray of Light, because it has to do with speed, by Madonna. Take some dope, take some speed, he says. He also warns about in this article that these demons bring some very dark forces. You got to be careful what you contact. But you're using these images to contact these entities be empowered by them. And that's what Robert Downey Jr. did for Iron Man. And now there's a movie, Flash, coming out in June, played by Ezra Miller, who, guess what? He's been in the news the last couple of weeks because he runs a sex cult and he plays Flash, but he's girls as young as 12 years old have become, he started grooming them at 12. They're older now. They've become part of his sex harem, what he's doing with them, you know. But I'll just say this at the very end. He has an altar.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me. And, of course, Harry Potter's proof of witchcraft. Everybody loves it. We got down to 4 minutes, so I'll give every caller here about 30 seconds. Mick, come on in.
Oh, hey, you missed out one thing. Not Hermes, it's Mercury.
Mercury, okay.
In one
All right.
What
yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you say?
Hermes what is actually, another name for him is Mercury.
Oh, Hermes is Mercury? Well, no, what I was doing was quoting Grant Morrison of Contact
Hermes.
Okay,
that's
gotcha. All I said.
Okay,
that's all we're talking about.
Yeah, it's same thing. But anyway, go ahead, Mick. We ran out of time.
Oh, hey, here's some. That one that you're talking about, that sickness, he's belongs to the tribe of Esau Edom, by the way. Are you familiar with that?
Well, I don't know if he is or not, but
no,
that's...
No, you have to repeat that. I didn't understand the question. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he is. Read
okay.
The book by Charles Wiseman. He'll tell you that right away. Okay.
All right, Mick. I got to jump. A good call. Appreciate it. Let's go next to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in.
Yeah, Pastor Butch and Pastor Joe, and I'll try to be real quick here. Is Pastor Joe familiar with Canadian Sheila Zielinski, who's done several good videos on Disney?
No, I have not seen his videos. I'll have to check that out. Sheila Zielinski?
Sheila Zielinski. It's a lady.
Pastor
yeah.
Butch, if you wouldn't mind, give Pastor Joe my phone number if he's interested in calling me, because I've got a number of people I think he would want to contact.
Okay.
Pastor Mike Carter,
right.
Just in Missouri just recently, he's a big Marvel comics book guy. He just mentioned the same thing about a Marvel comic book that had a guy saying, I am. So, I mean, this is real serious stuff. So if you wouldn't mind, Pastor Butch, giving Pastor Joe my phone number, I think he might want to contact me. I've got some good friends that are also big into the satanic music. God bless you and thank you.
All right, Daryl, number 5 Thursday. I don't remember your phone number. We're down to the last... about a minute and a half. And, folks, I'm sorry about the phone call. This can't come on tonight. This will be going too fast and too much information. And Brother Joe, I will get Daryl's number and get back with you on his phone number. He wants to talk to you and put you in touch with other people that you might want to meet. But anyway, so in your quick synopsis, how far into this is the whole country?
Yeah. man, barring, you know, it takes a lot for the revival, because you and I both agree that for true revival to take place, there needs to be true repentance.
Exactly.
It can't be something where there's a crisis and everybody says, well, God bless America, and they sing that for a few days, and then they forget about God altogether and go back to their drunkenness and their drugs and their womanizing and violence and wickedness.
Got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, well, I'd say this. The Bible says in the book of Revelation chapter 9 and chapter 16, that they don't repent in the end of days, you know? And I think we've reached a state where it's really hard to believe that the whole nation will repent. I still pray for the repentance and preach Jesus, and that's what we got to do.
I just don't see anything. Brother, I'll be in touch with you again real soon, okay? I'll be back in touch and get you on real soon again, okay?
God bless you, brother. Thanks a lot.
God bless you. Okay, folks, we love you, and by the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night. You don't want to miss tomorrow night either. It's going to be another great program with Jonathan Cahn, the new book, The Return of the Gods. See you there.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.